Bez Hashem, we're learning Shmira Saloshin, Shara Zechira, Perek Ches, a new Perek, Shir number 57. In the previous Perek, Perek Zayin, the Chatz Chaim spoke about different effects, negative effects, that Lashon Hara has in a person's Torah learning on this Tefillah in the spiritual sense. The negative effects that Lashon Hara attack the person spiritually. Here, the Chofetz Chaim will be putting his focus on how a person who speaks Lashon Hara will be affected by the Aveir itself. Gam nigro al yidei ze mimadreges min enoishi shaloi achi garua yois mikelev. It's a very stinging statement the Chofetz Chaim is saying here. A person who speaks Lashon Hara is lowering himself below the level of a dog. Now, for all the dog lovers out there, don't be insulted. I personally like some dogs. I'm not going to own a dog. I don't plan on it. But that's not the point. The Gemara tells us, Im Psachim Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, Roy Lashlicha Laklovim, it's appropriate to throw that person to the dogs. Now, we don't do it, but it's appropriate to be done. Explains the Chofetz Chaim, if this person who speaks Lashon Hara is fit to be thrown to the dogs, deserves to be thrown to the dogs, now we're not talking about the type of dogs that anybody might have in their house, hopefully, because those types of dogs you're not allowed to have. That's called a Kelev Ra. It's osur legadl kelev ra b'zechbeisa. You cannot raise a kelev ra, an evil type dog that we're talking about here. Explains the Chofetz Chaim, if the person is deserving of his aveir, of his actions, because he speaks Lashon Hara to be thrown to the dogs, it must be he's even lower than the dogs. Well, now, what did the dog do? Why specifically the dog? I mean, there are how many? You know, the rhinoceros. Why not the rhinoceros? The elephant, the lion, bears, tigers. What? The list is endless. The snakes. Snakes is a good one. Persons compared to a nachash. Why the dogs? Pasuk says, Loisisa Shema Shav. Don't say my name in vain. That's how we explain it. Don't speak Lashon Hara. And then it's close to that pasuk, it says, V'samach le'kelev tashlichu noisoi. Le'kelev, to a dog, the person should be thrown. Tashlichu noisoi. It should be thrown to. And the Gemara makes a connection with the juxtaposition of these psukim. Laisisa Shema Shav Lakel Tashlichu Neisai is based on the Maral of Prague. The Chofetz Chaim is now bringing from the Maral that the dogs themselves knew when to keep their mouths closed. They knew how to keep their mouths closed. In Mitzrayim, that's correct. L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechratz kelev l'shoinah. Not one dog barked by Machas Bechairis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as follows, the dog knew to keep his mouth closed. You, a person, a human being who has more das, who has more bina, who is imbued with more wisdom, and you don't know how to keep your mouth closed, you're lower than the dog. L'kelev tashlichu noisoi. So that's what we're discussing here in Perek Ches. And the more a person understands how horrific it is to speak Lashon Hara, that's why the Chofetz Chaim wrote the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, to understand what's going on. Not just the halachas in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, but how horrific it is. What does it mean? What is he doing to himself? He's lowering himself lower than an animal, lower than a dog. The dog is better than this person who is a Baal Lashon Hara. L'kelev tashlichu noisoi. Person doesn't want to be in such a category like this. He's going to elevate himself. He's going to make sure he uses his tongue, his mouth, the kalim, the body that Hashem gave him,
The Reimam Tanu, as we say, Mikol Alashoynes, how Hashem elevated us from all the other languages to speak in a positive way.